Barbara Friedman is back, and belated happy birthday.
Thank
happy
you.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Barbara. Happy birthday to you. That's why I only speak for a living, but hey.
That hopefully wasn't you had too a good one. Yeah, it was chilled. It was great to be off yesterday and come back one day later. But it's been 3 weeks of holiday.
No, but don't,
sure.
You,
I'm trying to get my head back.
You know, when you have kids,
no, yeah.
2 weeks is enough. Then you just want to send them back to creche.
I imagine so. The holiday starts for some on Wednesday, I think.
Well, when one gets older, here's something I want to ask you. Do you tend to go to more parties and stuff, etc.? Are you one of those people like me who sits back and prefers doing absolutely nothing?
Yes.
When your day entails switching on a TV, trying to find out what's on, checking Netflix, looking at Amazon Prime or whatever, finding something to sort of dive into and do some mindless nonsense is what I find entertaining.
Yeah, I try not to have more than sort of one arrangement every 2 weeks during the holidays. I mean, really, I kept it to a minimum. Yeah. We were very chilled. I actually had quite a bit of screen time detox as well, funnily enough.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I can definitely tell you that I think I'm calmer.
You sound calmer. You look
I'm
calmer.
So calm. I'm
you are calmer chameleon.
In slow motion.
What do you have for us?
So I better get myself, like, you know, back in the game. So the first story I'm going to look at is something that kind of has been making waves on social media, and that is a bit of a so-called spat between the presidential hopefuls for the Democrats, that's Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Mm. And, you know, they've always supposedly agreed with each other and not tried to attack each other. But now there's been this whole drama that's emerged where there were anonymous reports on Monday that came out and were reported on CNN saying that in a meeting she had with him privately in 2018, he said a woman could never win the presidency. He denies this completely. He says it's a smear campaign on him.
That's anonymous report.
It's all a bit anonymous. She's now trying to get the upper hand again on the moral high ground, and she's saying, you know, she's no longer going to discuss this private meeting any further because she and Bernie have far more in common than our differences, and she's trying to sort of put a lid on it. But Twitter were very angry with her, and Twitter have said, you know, people who are Bernie supporters have just said, you know, she's smearing Bernie. And, you know, I just feel in this era, really, the Democrats need to come together and actually find a fantastic campaign and candidate to put forward, you know, in
find
this
a different
Trump
way of
era.
Doing it. This is a case of let's cannibalize ourselves before we go to a national
well,
election.
Well, I mean, isn't that what all these parties seem to do most of the time anyway? They're so busy fighting within, and I mean, all across the board in this country too. They're so busy fighting and carrying on. I always think, do the work that you're meant to be doing, you know?
Yeah.
No, actually, do the work for the country.
Tend to agree with that.
And then the second thing we're going to look at is Richard Mopanya's funeral that is taking place as we speak, and he died on the 6th of January. I mean, I was looking, he was born in 1926.
What a legend. Richard Mopanya, wonderful.
94 years old.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, I also feel, what a legend. You know, they call him the, you know, the father of township retail. I mean, he was one of those guys who in the 80s, despite apartheid, he made it. They called them the men of steel. There were articles written back then about them because they were just such incredible entrepreneurs and characters.
It's the difference between people who now feel sorry for themselves and say, oh, I've been disadvantaged. Oh, please give me a handout. And people like him, in the midst of an oppressive regime, found a way to make money. Yeah. It's the same. It's exactly the same with triple BEE, right? So on the one hand, you have people who are disadvantaged and will tell us how we didn't have a proper education, how I live in a township. Ach, my world. Of course, you are disadvantaged, but you either stand up and try and make things work for you. And it's the same like those people going, ach, but because of triple BEE, I can't find a job anymore. You know what? There are lots of people, despite triple BEE, that have started businesses and are making a success of it. So I think the one thing we can learn from Richard Mopanya is, you know, pull your finger, get up, and do what you need to do. hustle. Try and do what you need to do. Use what you can around you to try and make a difference.
Yeah, and so now on Twitter, Cyril Ramaphosa and his wife and a lot of other dignitaries are there to memorialize this great man. So that's what's trending. And then thirdly, and I did discuss this with you earlier as an old person,
Hey, Boomer, don't call me old.
Yeah, no, me. Okay, Boomer. So basically the hashtag that's trending this morning on South African Twitter is hashtag self-cav.
Okay, let's ask Joe. Joe, do you know what a self-cav is? You're not sure, right? Don't worry. Well, Bruce doesn't know what a self-cav is. We've asked everybody at this office,
old.
Do you know what a self-cav is? And maybe you know what a self-cav is. If you know what a self-cav is, please save us from ourselves and call us on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp at 072-567-1567. A self-cav.
But, I mean, I will explain that it is linked to a competition. So often these things are monetized, which is why they do start trending. But it is a Vodacom NXTLVL competition, whatever that is. I mean, I was trying to do some investigative journalism here to find out what this was. It took me like, I thought I can't go on all day trying to find this out. So what it is it's a competition. You take a picture, hashtag selfcav, and then that could win you some kind of a picnic. I think it might be for Valentine's Day.
But the fact that you have to go and research a competition, sorry, help me out here. Is this just bad marketing? Or maybe we're just too old and we don't know what's happening around us, including a lot of the young people working at Prime Media. We don't know what Vodacom's talking about. What is Vodacom talking about? What is this self-cav?
Okay, so it has something to do with like loving yourself. I've looked it up. Urban Dictionary says cav might be short for caviar, and it might be something like what a cav shirt. What a cav. Yeah, maybe someone can actually phone in and explain it. But basically, it's a selfie which shows you like living your best life and loving yourself. And then obviously, people are doing it with partners as well to sort of say, we want to win this picnic. But it's still a bit of a mystery.
Self-cav.
What is the origin of the cav?
A self-cav. You've got to love yourself.
But what's the cav? Is it caviar?
I don't know. Self-cav makes as much sense as this song being played right now at this particular point. Anyway, thanks, Joe. I said to him, find a song, any song, let's confuse people.